At the time King Kong was produced, the field of visual effects was in its infancy, and what Willis O'Brien hoped to accomplish with Kong was unprecedented. Through inspiration and invention, O'Brien and his team would create images unlike anything audiences had ever seen before.
They not only didn't want people to know how the effects were done, but they also didn't allow any behind-the-scenes footage in the animation rooms.
With precious few images available to show how this landmark in the history of visual effects was produced, the only way to properly tell the story was to do an historically accurate recreation. Under Peter Jackson's direction, experts in New Zealand rebuilt the puppets, reconstructed the sets, and Richard Yock is one of 45 recruits who is about to embark on a rigorous six-month program at the Somerset Police Academy.
Probably about 600 pounds, 500, 600 pounds.
Yock has wanted to be a police officer since he was a child. He says nothing will keep him from his lifelong dream. Transplant surgery has been one of the great medical success stories of the past 50 years. Almost every major organ can now be transplanted, a triumph for surgical technique. But surviving transplantation remains a risky business. Organs may last 5 to 10 years or even longer, but to keep the body's immune system at bay, patients are put on potentially life-threatening toxic drugs, which increase the risk of cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. And in the end, the majority of organs still fail. Despite the risks, these patients are the lucky ones.